You're listening to Hump Day News and Rumors on Mousecapades Radio.
Get ready for something
majestic.
The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Mousecapades Studios. Here are your hosts.
Happy Hump Day, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicky, and I'm here with Stephanie, Gina, and Rebecca. We hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 908, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
All of us on the podcast are travel agents, so if you're looking to book a trip, we'd be glad to help. You could text Vicky, Gina, Rebecca, or myself, Stephanie, at 636-373-4497, and we'd be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your resort and ticket package, so contact one of us today.
So, a crazy thing happened at one of the most historically favored rides at the Magic Kingdom, or actually its attraction, and that is the Carousel of Progress. We all know there's a great big beautiful tomorrow. You're welcome. It'll be in our heads until we go to sleep tonight. It's catchy and beloved. It apparently was a little bit of a nightmare this weekend or this past week when they were on the ride, and you guys can look at on Google or just Google.
TikTok has it too. It's hilarious.
It is kind of spooky. They said it was spooky for kids, but then it was like the voices were all distorted and crazy, but the cast members couldn't stop it. And they came across there and said, sorry, folks, we're having technical difficulties, but this is something, you know, sometimes you get stuck on there. And I don't know if they always do this or this was just this time, whatever. But they said, hang tight. When this is over, we will give you a Lightning Lane voucher for the ride of your choice to thank them for their patience. And so they would hopefully still have a magical day. So I was glad to hear that because my friends were on there and I know they didn't get, I mean, this was a couple of years ago, but they got stuck on it like between the walls because you hear about that sometimes. And I guess the distorted thing made people scared. And so they thought we better give them a Lightning Lane.
You know, I still have not rode that.
What?
Don't shoot me.
Tell Abby she has to ride it.
Abby and I want to ride it, and we keep saying we're going to, and like we were going to when we were there in October, and the boys didn't want to do it, so they just wanted to go ride the big ride.
Go without those boys.
Well, we will this time.
When we were there a few weeks ago, Katie, my daughter, said, please don't make me ride that ride. I'll hear that song the rest of the day.
I'm surprised you didn't want to take your mom on that.
I did want to take her on it, but we were just kind of trying to get through as many things as we could. So
sure.
I mean, I guess they're giving out the Lightning Lane though, because it is such a long ride to already get stuck on and to like, okay, now you have to finish this out like this. Like, I mean, I guess that kind of affects it.
It was creepy.
I don't know, but the TikTok videos are hilarious, especially in the one part where the guy is talking with the dog in the kitchen, you know, whatever his name is. I can't think of his name right now, but he was the only one talking, like the only, like, and it was like spot on and they were like cracking up. It was hilarious.
I need to go watch some of these TikTok videos.
Yes.
So last week we reported that Disney was going to be giving Epcot's Living with the Land a Winnie the Pooh theme for this year's Flower and Garden Festival. This week, the day before the festival opened on February 28th, guests spotted a large crowd of guests outside of Living with the Land Pavilion. Word spread quickly that there was smoke in the land and possibly a fire. The cast members did an amazing job, as always, evacuating all of the guests from the land pavilion to ensure their safety. While nothing was confirmed by Disney, Sunshine Seasons cooks food, and so it's a possibility that that's where maybe the fire had started, because that's right there. Everyone was safe and the guests were then allowed back into the land pavilion when everything was found to be safe. The next day, the festival opened and the crowds flooded to see the recently decorated layover of the land pavilion. The line for Living with the Land was all the way out to Sunshine Seasons. And that is very uncommon. That's a ride that typically doesn't have much of a line. The crowds are expected to spike at least for the first few weeks, as the Flower and Garden Festival is one of Disney guests' favorites.
And it's so much shorter. Everybody's trying to get it in.
Crazy, crazy.
Do you think they'll extend it?
I hope so.
So the rumor was that they shortened it because they made it longer after the pandemic because they needed people to come and they wanted something to entice it. But now they don't really need that. I mean, I guess they could extend it if for some reason they don't book up in June and July, but I don't think that's a situation because they're running all those sales now.
When does it end?
May 28th, I believe.
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be over before we got there.
Dang it.
I wish it would extend because they were putting out the topiaries a few weeks ago when we were there, but they were not all, you know, bloomed out and beautiful. So I was hoping to get to see it, but.
Well, they'll probably still leave some up, like as they're taking them down. It's going to probably take them a couple weeks to take it down. So they might still be up when we're there.
But you still won't get the full effect of everything up and going, but pictures and videos, just stalk some other people.
I'll put some live videos up for you guys.
Well, that's okay, because when you're there, I'm going to be at Food and Wine Festival in California.
And Disneyland.
Well, just a few days ago, it was thought that the Disney World annual pass holders' good to go days were paused, leading to controversy against Disney World from its pass holders due to the company mishandling options for them to make reservations and visit the parks in coming months. Disney has introduced a limited number of good to go days for Walt Disney's annual pass holders early in March 2024. The Walt Disney Company usually sends out blackout dates well in advance to guests at this Disney resort. Florida residents and those coming from out of state during good to go days, annual pass holders are granted entry to the theme parks without requiring a reservation, applicable across all four of the Walt Disney World parks. On March 5th and 6th, annual pass holders can enjoy reservation-free admission to all four Walt Disney World theme parks. Disney has announced that good-to-go days will be periodically added and may be released with a few days or weeks notice. It is important to note that blackout dates will apply based on their tier annual pass. Additionally, annual pass holders can visit the parks without a reservation after 2 p.m., except when they're visiting the Magic Kingdom Park on Saturdays and Sundays when blackout dates still apply. Please know that you should make reservations if you are in doubt if your trip involves good-to-go days. That's a lot of rules for the annual pass holders.
As you were reading it, I was rereading it.
Especially if you're out of state like us and you know way in advance that you're going to go. So my dining reservations are coming up. So I had to make park reservations. I don't know if they're going to have good to go days when I'm there.
That's what we did too, because we're just there on the weekend. So we went ahead and made them. I doubt they will be good to go days just because it is the weekend. But I told Kaylee I didn't want to take any chances.
Yep, same with me. So we have some sad news. Mark Dodson, a voice actor most well known for voicing the Mogwai in the Gremlins franchise and Salacious B. Crumb in Star Wars, has passed away. He was 64 years old and he had just flown to attend HorrorCon in Indianapolis, Indiana, where he suffered a heart attack in his sleep. This is a statement that HorrorCon released. We are heartbroken to announce the sudden passing of Mark Dodson last night. Mark was not only a talented voice actor, but also a cherished member of the horror community. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family, friends, and fans during this incredibly difficult time. We hope that you can take a moment out of your day to reflect on the joy and laughter that Mark brought into the world. His legacy will live on through his work. Born on February 1st, 1960 in St. Louis, Missouri, Mark Dodson gave his breakthrough performance in Star Wars Episode VI, Return of the Jedi in 1984 as Salacious B. Crumb, a Kowakian monkey lizard who worked as a jester in the court of Jabba the Hutt. Dodson would go on to portray the character in multiple Star Wars projects over the years, like Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga, 2022, while also providing voices for Episodes 7, The Force Awakens, 2015, and Ewoks, The Battle for Endor, 1985. That's sad. That was close to here. And he was from where you guys are.
I know. That's when I was researching that, I'm like, I didn't know he was from here.
Yeah.
It is really sad. But then I was thinking he was doing something that he loved.
Yep. And he was so young. I mean, that's the same age my dad was when he passed away. But I feel like that's so young.
It is now. It is for sure. Well, this is the more of our show. That's why we have Mousecapades and More. You all know that Stephanie and I live in the Midwest and that we love Silver Dollar City, which is in Branson, Missouri. Welp, an all-new roller coaster is ready to blaze into Silver Dollar City, an internationally awarded theme park in the Ozark Mountains. It's breaking records in the area and bringing groundbreaking experiences for guests of all ages. Silver Dollar City recently announced the opening of the park's latest roller coaster, Fire in the Hole. And actually, it's calling it a new roller coaster. It's a new to us roller coaster. They had an old version and I actually rode it in December and got a little sticker because I was there for the last month that says, last I rode Fire in the Hole during the last month that it was open. It's a groundbreaking $30 million indoor family coaster set to be the largest in the Midwest. The highly anticipated attraction is set to join the park's lineup on March the 30th. Now they open like March 13th or 14th or something, but the ride's official opening date is March 30th. The multi-million dollar coaster, custom engineered and manufactured in collaboration with Idaho-based Rocky Mountain Construction, will provide a unique experience with cutting-edge technology, stunning effects, state-of-the-art onboard audio, and over 1,500 feet track, three drops, including a water splashdown. Brad Thomas, president of the Silver Dollar City Company, revealed that Fire in the Hole signifies the company's biggest investment in a single attraction, continuing with a strategic multi-phased growth plan to offer families opportunities to play and stay together in the heart of the Ozarks.
So it's going to be all indoors?
Yes. The other one was too.
Oh, okay. That's neat.
The other one was a small scale of this. And I was thinking when I read that the price of $30 million, I don't think that the family that built it originally spent $30 million to build the whole park. So crazy, crazy. But I thought that was exciting.
We were there in December as well, but we were there like the last weekend that it was open and the lines were insane. And I'm like, well, with children, unfortunately, I guess we can't wait in a line. I was thinking, man, I'd pay for an individual lightning lane for this. Holy cow.
So anybody who wrote it in the month of December got a sticker.
The lines were insane. The weekend that we were there, everything was insane.
We were going to ride it one more time because we went back on the 30th and we were like, yeah, no, not again.
Well, for anybody who's not from Missouri and doesn't know much about Silver Dollar City, it's definitely something to put on your list of to-dos. It is a lot of fun. And there's lots of fun stuff to do in Branson as well.
Yes, there is.
Good old hometown, like small scale stuff, but it's fun. A lot of fun. So exciting. Well, on Saturday, March 2nd, Disney debuted Gateway to Discovery at Disney Springs. This will act as the DVC Welcome Home Center at Disney Springs. Gateway to Discovery serves as an interactive portal to explore DVC vacation destinations. The center sits on the former site of the jewelry store Alex and Ani in the town center area of Disney Springs near Frontera Cocina. Later this spring, it will also welcome a space for members and guests on the second floor of the building, which was a brand new Disney Vacation Club lounge. Reactions to this announcement were mostly positive. However, some fans and DVC members pointed out that they would have preferred more lounges in the parks themselves rather than on this second story above this thing. They were like, give us what we want, people. DVC owners were also very upset about this because they said that they don't always have time to go to Disney Springs, that they disagree with this change on having the lounge there instead. Others said that they would rather have lounges in all four parks rather than this Disney Springs location.
I think I agree with them. I'd rather have it in all four parks.
Mm-hmm. Especially people who frequent aren't really there most of the time to just spend time at the resort. Like, they're park goers. They're people who have annual passes. And they're, if they've got an annual pass, they might as well spend all their days at the parks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Well, it sure was fun when we were in Disney this time to hear the bells ringing for the the locomotives and see the trains moving again. The Roger E. Brogie locomotive returned to service at the Magic Kingdom in Orlando after a 60-month or 5-year restoration. The Walt Disney World Railroad number 3, a 10-wheeler type steam locomotive with 460 configuration, was manufactured by the Baldwin Locomotive Works in 1925. It was originally designated as number 275, and it served the United Railways of Yucatan before it became acquired by Walt Disney World. Disney legend and Disney Imagineer Roger Brogie assisted Walt in creating what we all know as the Disney Railroad experience at the Disney parks worldwide. In June 2019, the locomotive underwent a comprehensive rebuilding process at the Stratusburg Railroad Workshop. It later reintegrated into the Walt Disney World fleet around September of 2023. And on February 21st, 2024, number 3 resumed its regular service at the park. Original Disney Imagineer Brogie had a hand in the current Walt Disney World Railroad locomotive that we ride and experience today, which happens to be a piece of Disney's history. Renowned as Walt Disney's original Imagineer, Roger Brogie was a mastermind in both mechanical and creative realms. And from creating steam locomotives to engineering singing and dancing robots, Brogie's ingenuity knew no bounds. He embodied the core principles of Disney Imagineering, blending imaginative creativity with technical expertise.
He did a lot of cool things.
I can't believe it was 5 years.
I know. That seems like forever.
I know. We were all excited to hear the train. And depending on what resort, you can hear it from some of the resorts. And then you're like, the train.
How exciting.
New information has recently come to light regarding the pair of attractions in Pandora, the world of Avatar. In a new permit filing, Buena Vista Construction, Disney's in-house team, is planning some kind of work on the show building that houses both Avatar Flight of Passage and Navi River Journey. The permit describes the work as providing labor, material, and or electrical for construction. There is no confirmation as to what this permit is for, but regardless, changes are going to be made to this pair of fan favorite Walt Disney World attractions. This is interesting because there are no planned refurbishments for Avatar Flight of Passage on the calendar, so it seems likely that the permit work will be done back at the house. We can only speculate that these changes may be due to the change of the ride to incorporate pieces of Avatar 2, The Way of Water, that came out last year. Of course, we will just have to wait and see. I honestly hope they do update it to Avatar 2. That is, I liked the first one, but 2 is my favorite.
I still have not seen 2.
I haven't either. But at first I'm going, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, why are you doing something to this ride that nobody's complaining about? Like, we all absolutely love and adore it.
And there's always long lines.
Maybe Avatar 2, they wanted to incorporate some of that. Then I was like, oh, okay. All right. Well, yes, that's fine.
I just added it in there because I said, I'm speculating. I don't know. I read and it made sense that you would do that.
Yeah.
Well, and there's been rumors going around that they were going to update it to Avatar 2, you know?
I heard it was fantastic. You told me that too, and several other people. So
Vicky, we need to go watch it. We need to watch it.
Bring it on. All right. So this is a great, great story and makes me happy. We tell you all the time, cast members make the magic at Disney. And I'm happy to tell you that they have a cast member compliment winner for this year. And this year's winner was also the winner in 2023. And his name is Willie Jackson. You can find him in Hollywood Studios. He's a photo pass photographer. And when they asked him his secret, he just said, "On my side," he's himself. He always has a smile on his face and he just tells the guests that he's going to have some fun with them. when they get in line to have their photos taken. March 1st was World Compliment Day, and Willie received over 1,000 cast compliments this past year. Willie explains that he acts like the director or a producer, and the Disney guests are his actors. Willie's been a cast member for 14 years and a photo pass photographer, 6 of them. If you're visiting Hollywood Studios, you definitely need to go and find Willie. He is usually outside of Hollywood's Tower of Terror. He'll brighten your day and make you smile. And he has taken our picture before. I just didn't know, but it made me, they said in this article, now whether it's wrong or not, we had heard that the compliments didn't get to Disney, the ones on our My Disney Experience app. I don't know if that went around enough that they fixed it at Disney World. And Gina's always saying they listened to our show, so maybe they did. But whatever, whatever reason, apparently they do count now. And that's where they got his tally of over 1,000 compliments from guests. So good job, Willie. And we can't wait to have you take our picture.
We're proud of you, Willie.
Some of the PhotoPass photographers are awesome. We had a really good one when Chris and I went in 2021. He was actually from our area. He knew where we lived and stuff. And
oh, fun.
It was cool. And we stood there and talked to him for a long time.
And if our listeners don't know, it really makes the cast members day when you give them a compliment using your app. They love it.
Yeah.
We were able to do that a couple of times, and it was really neat to watch their expression.
Sometimes I have a hard time seeing their name tag.
Yeah.
And so I sometimes I lose out on that because I can't see their name tag. So
you're like, what's your name again?
We've done it both at Disney World and Disneyland.
Sounds like Rebecca's suggesting that you do it in front of them. Okay, I need your name so I can go ahead and give you a cast compliment.
I had read before we went that was a different way of pixie dusting the cast members. And so we tried several times to when someone had done something one morning at Pop Century, the guy made my coffee just perfect, even though they told me they couldn't do it. He was like, oh, I can do it. So, I just said, hey, what's your name? And I said, I'm going to give you a compliment. And he was just smiling. And he said, oh, I'll serve you tomorrow morning. Come back.
Well, poor Willie. Good thing he continues to smile because he has to deal with all of these people in the park for our first Say It Ain't So. Say it ain't so, say it ain't so. This Say It Ain't So is it's a good one. It happened at Animal Kingdom Park Kilimanjaro Safari Ride as a safari vehicle rumbled to life and set off for its safari adventure. A parent who was on the ride decided that that was the exact moment that they were going to handle their child's needs. And they decided that they were going to go ahead and change their child's poopy diaper right there on the vehicle. And so the safari driver actually got on the little walkie thing and said, don't change, flat out said, don't change your child's poopy diaper on the safari vehicle. But despite the clear directive, the deed was done, leading to a chain of events that would unravel the magic of the moment. The soiled diaper, or at least some of the contents of that soiled diaper, slipped from the parent's grasp, landing on the floor of the ride. Apparently another guest said some people really ruin the magic. And as a result of this incident and others like this, of course, now this ride vehicle has to be taken out of service to be cleaned because they're not going to just very quickly wipe that up. It needs to be properly disinfected. This is just yet another reason why it's important to follow the directions of Disney cast members and to be considerate of others while in Disney World Resort. We're not saying that your child has to sit there in a poopy diaper for 30 minutes. You can be a responsible individual and say, oh, I need to change my child's diaper. I'm going to step out of line and I will get back in line. Can my spot be held so I can go take care of my child's diaper so they don't end up with a rash? Unnecessary to change it on a ride. It's just ridiculous.
So you missed the part that the person that was the driver, the one that was asking about to do it, had to conduct the cleaning.
Oh.
Isn't that stinky? Literally.
Awful.
Man, that is awful. So sorry to that cast member. Hopefully, definitely it wasn't Willie.
Well, no, I was hoping it wasn't Nick's brother's name, Jeremy's son, because he does that. He's a driver.
Oh, he is. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're hoping that this is a reminder to anyone who hears this that There's a reason cast members ask us not to do things. It's for the safety of both guests and cast members. Just have some common courtesy, decency, respect. You know, just a few possibilities of things you could try out.
Is that even a thing anymore? No, I'm kidding.
I know. Well, let's move back to Epcot with Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, which is a must ride when visiting Disney World's Epcot in the France Pavilion. Disney is trying something out to see if it makes the ride better for all guests. While Disney hasn't confirmed that it is permanent, it seems they are testing the ride as a 2D experience to see how it goes. 3D isn't for everyone, and sometimes it can be the reason that certain guests cannot ride a particular ride like Remy's. We don't think it will make the ride less great, but we'll have to wait and hear from the guests who have a chance to ride in the 2D experience. The thing that is interesting is this happened right after Universal Orlando made the call to make Skull Island Reign of Kong a 2D experience for the time being. And I can say that for my family, two of us enjoy the 3D ride very much, and two of us would love to see it in 2D.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we talked about it. We did their trip report, and it does add to the tummy turning, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my husband and my daughter both get motion sick very easily, and both of them, him worse than her, but both of them had a hard time on Ratatouille.
But do you think that, like, I mean, that's great for people who do get motion sick. That's awesome.
I know.
But for people who don't, it says, oh, it's not going to take anything away. But I feel like it kind of does.
I do too, because I think about the part where some things reach out and the brooms and all that. And I think I don't know how that'll be in 2D.
And like that glass that like you fall through.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it will take a little bit of it away. It'll still be fun, but
we'll have to see. I'd like to do it both, like ride it like in 3D and then ride it in 2D just to see the difference, or ride it, you know, vice versa.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over to the West Coast. Disneyland Resort is looking to buy Magic Way, a street near the resort, from the city of Anaheim so that they can use the space for Disneyland Forward projects. According to Orange County Register, Anaheim residents raised concerns at a January City Council meeting about Disney purchasing and then demolishing the street. But in response, Disney had an engineer consultant, Kittleson and Associates, conduct a study of the street from January 31st to February 4th. Consultant Joe Haupt presented the data during a planning commission workshop on Monday. And of the 11,153 vehicles that went on Magic Way on a daily basis, he said that 11,053 of them are either departing or arriving at Disney property. So less than 100 are non-Disney users. These less than 100 vehicles are mostly using the 1,150-foot Magic Way as a cut-through during peak hours of the day. Magic Way is located to the west of Disneyland, connecting Disneyland Drive and Walnut Street. It's mostly used by guests heading to and from the Pixar Palace parking structure and Disneyland Hotel. Kittleson and Associates found that on one Friday morning, less than 200 vehicles turned onto Magic Way from Walnut Street, and only about 30 continued from there onto Disneyland Drive. So I would say that the residents are going to get voted out.
I would agree.
I would think so.
They're probably mad because that's going to take away a shortcut for the 100 people that go through that way.
Right. It was probably 100 residents. And
they're the ones who showed up.
Uh-huh.
Right. All right. So Disney Cruise Line's newest ship, The Treasure, has a new signature song, and it's titled Live the Adventure. It was written by Dwayne Whitmore Jr. and Chantry Johnson, produced by Brandon Cadell. Live the Adventure features lyrical and instrumental nods to the Disney animated film Aladdin. Nice. That's nice for me and Rebecca. We remember when we showed that at the daycare, which yes. Serves as the inspiration behind the ship's grand hall. It has been recorded by Jordan Sparks from American Idol fame. Disney Cruise Line fans can stream the song now on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. The song is also available on the Instagram Music Library for use in feed posts and Instagram stories. The Disney Treasure will set out on its maiden voyage this year on December 21st. Disney recently announced that a bust honoring Disney legend Raleigh Crump will be added to the Haunted Mansion parlor aboard this ship. I am excited. I want that to be my first Disney cruise.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Wouldn't that be fun?
And I'm going to check out that song because I love the Aladdin music.
I like Jordan Sparks, so I bet it's good. She's mm-hmm. really good.
We voted for her. I forgot to watch it last night.
I've got some great news from Hollywood Studios. Recently, characters have been making appearances like Chip and Dale or Donald and Daisy, and they're having picnics on the lawn, which is great because it allows guests to get some of their favorite characters' photos. But it's also like a double-edged sword because you can't actually go up and get a hug or a personal photo or have them sign your autographed book or anything like that. So this is going to change. Chip and Dale will be visiting with guests at Echo Lake, weather permitting, of course. You can always check on your My Disney Experience app for the times. And then Donald and Daisy will be meeting guests and signing autographs by Echo Lake near the Indiana Jones Experience. Goofy and Max have been at Grand Avenue right outside Galaxy's Edge near the Muppets 3D for a little while now. And we are very excited that there are more character interactions, but it still isn't back to the pre-pandemic meet and greets. We hope that Disney continues to have more meet and greets in the future. We miss the days that we were greeted with Wreck-It Ralph, the mayor from Pocahontas, Mike and Sully, and more. So please, Disney, the characters, make Hollywood Studios, Hollywood Studios, bring as many as you possibly can back. It also helps kind of with some crowd control and with the lines being shorter, gives guests more to do.
They need to let them roam around the parks like they do at Disneyland.
I know.
I am seeing more of that.
At Epcot, for sure.
Yeah, but I did at Magic Kingdom, too. Some of the princesses were, but like not as much as Disneyland. I mean, Disneyland, they got it down pat.
Yep,
they do.
All right, well, here's another one from Disney Cruise Lines. Disney's Castaway K's Disney friends have new outfits. They're so cute. The gang have bright, colorful new outfits. Previously, they wore light blue shades, but now they have a different color scheme. The outfits still retain a beachy spirit, though, and Minnie is in a light blue dress with stripes of pink, orange, and dark blue on the skirt and sleeves. A dark blue ribbon is around her waist, and it has white embroidery and a ship's wheel charm. Her shoes are red with multicolored laces. She's also wearing red sunglasses with a little yellow bow. Mickey has traded his embroidered shirt for an orange wave-printed tee and a striped blue overshirt with yellow buttons. He wears red shorts with orange stripes down the sides, and he has a yellow ball cap featuring the Disney Cruise Line logo. Daisy is just as stylish, wearing her wrap dress that is striped pink, red, and orange. It has a purple trim and a teal green belt with fish and a life preserver charm. She wears a teal underskirt, that some dark blue wedges, and a large pink sun hat. Donald's new rash guard is covered in a wave pattern of blue and teal. The neckline appears to have a drawstring with a life preserver hanging from the ends. He wears yellow floaties featuring octopi and snorkel, and a snorkel with goggles. Chip's look is made of materials found around the island. Chips has a pink and orange color scheme with touches of teal, while Dale is colored in blue and teal with touches of orange. Chip has a pointed hat made of a towel, a life preserver vest, striped swim trunks, and fishing net sash. And Dale wears a green bandana with a blue t-shirt, striped swim trunks, and a sash of floaties. Goofy has a sporty look with his yellow sun hat, his green wave patterned vest, and his striped tee over blue shorts. The gang will have different outfits, and the new Lookout K Lighthouse Point destination that is opening this summer. And I saw pictures, and their outfits are adorable.
I'm looking at pictures now.
I love the detail, like these little charms, the little fish charm, the little life preserver charm.
Disney doesn't do half at all. Like, they go all out.
Yeah.
Chip and Dale, their outfits kind of remind me like Aladdin.
Yeah.
Like, it gives me an Aladdin vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
In 2023, Disneyland opened Tiana's Place, and it has the New Orleans feel, and it's decorated with Mardi Gras decorations. Guests can eat in the restaurant, or they can mobile order food at the carryout window, which is what I'm planning to do. I am getting my beignets there. The restaurant has gumbo Cajun spiced half chicken, muffaletta sandwich, shrimp and grits, beef po' boys, buttermilk cornbread, beignets, and mint juleps. And Stephanie, I could tell you all about them mint juleps.
Those are good.
Holy yum.
This week, a rumor has been going around that Disney World may be getting a Tiana's Place too. We can only hope. Nothing is confirmed, but people are saying that Pecos Bill's, the beloved Tex-Mex restaurant, might become the next Tiana's Place. And it does make sense with Tiana's Bayou Adventure opening right by where Pecos Bill's is. What do you think about this rumor? I heard this too, like, not even just this week. I heard it, like, when they first started building.
They can't get rid of that. That's, like, the best.
Right? I love Pecos.
I mean, I really want a Tiana's Place, but at the cost of Pecos Bill? No, thank you.
Well, what if they did, because Pecos Bill's pretty big, what if they split it? Like, and they built, like, a section that was Tiana's Place and then still had Pecos Bill's. Do you know what I mean?
I think they should just open another restaurant.
We need to find the space and figure it out. But don't you dare get rid of that restaurant.
I know. We always go in there. Their nachos. I love their nacho bar.
I've only been once, so my heart would not be completely broken. And we know they would have you guys' beignets there, so.
I just, quick service at Magic Kingdom is my least favorite park for quick service restaurants.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of good options.
Mm. Chicken nuggets. That's pretty much the main staple that I get.
Casey's Corner and Sleepy Hollow. That's it.
Well, I do go to Casey's Corner.
Those are like my only two that I'm like, okay, well, that's decent. But it's not something I like dream about when I'm going to Disney. I'm like, oh, that'll do.
Now, we did get good food in Cosmic Rays. We ate there at the Halloween party this year, and we never ate there before. And it was really good. I actually got a grilled chicken sandwich, and I swear it was the best grilled chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Huh. I did not have good experience there.
But yeah, I think everybody has their own thing, so... it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you to our listeners. We greatly appreciate you hanging out with us each week, and I'd love to hear some comments out from anybody that's out there.
If you're interested in being a guest on our show, or you've got questions or comments, you can text us. The number is 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account. It is The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook.
And be sure to listen to Friday's show. Vicki and I will be talking with my daughter, Katie, about our most recent trip to Disney World. If you would like a free quote, contact Vicki, Stephanie, or me, Rebecca, or Gina at 636-373-4497. And as always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Well, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
Second star to the right.
See you real soon.
Have a magical day, my friends.
Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something and yet nothing to me. Oh, I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close. Yet so far, I see myself as people see me. Oh, I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about the strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about the strangers like me. Gesture, every move that she makes.
makes, makes me feel like never before. Why do I have this growing need to be beside her? With these emotions I never knew of some other world far beyond this place, beyond the trees above the clouds. Oh, I see before me a new horizon. There's a world I